time since 1988.
And once again, each and every show we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Tony Sayegh joins us this time around. And Tony, first of all, welcome to the show. This is the first time we've actually spoken on the air. How are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. Thanks so much for having me on your program.
I'll tell you what, the big thing is, and you know this, no matter what, Democrat, Republican, Independent, you know, the biggest tent show around that is the traveling circus is what's happening in the Republican primaries and caucuses. And this was big in Florida. Mitt Romney wins after Newt Gingrich for a while. In the very beginning of this thing seemed to be ahead in the polls. What's the reaction in D.C. to the Romney victory?
Well, it's not shocking that Romney won. What I think is surprising so many people is the margin by which he's leading Gingrich, which is 15-plus points at this point. In fact, it's even more than if you would combine, for example, Rick Santorum's vote with Gingrich. You know, one of the claims Gingrich has been making is that if Santorum would just drop out, he would somehow be able to have all this conservative vote coalesce behind him. In Florida, numerically, it wouldn't even matter. And that really goes a long way toward Romney's narrative that he's gotten his act back in shape. He knows how to play offense now, as we saw in those two debates. And he took it to Gingrich on the airwaves and on the ground. And that's what you get when you have 47% of the vote in a very hotly contested primary. So Romney's definitely feeling good tonight. And no one in Washington is surprised by the win, but the margin is what everyone seems to be really talking about.
Yeah, yeah, how big it was, absolutely. The DNC chief, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, came out, and right when they were announcing what was going on and whatnot, and said that Romney is, you know, is just callous, that he's out of touch. He's saying, because Romney said Obama was out of touch, and she says that's just callous. I'm sure that, you know, there's always the bickering back and forth, but she is the DNC chair, so I guarantee there was some react on that, too. What did you hear scuttlebutt-wise on what Wasserman Schultz had to say?
Sure. You know, many Republicans I talk to, not just tonight in general, consider Debbie Wasserman Schultz the gift that keeps on giving. You know, she has the role of attack dog, which most party chairs have, but she seems to take it and elevate it to a degree that even makes some centrist Democrats uncomfortable. Don't forget, this is the same Debbie Wasserman Schultz that just 2 weeks ago, after her friend Gabby Gifford so heroically celebrated 1 year of surviving a terrible attack in Tucson, basically reiterated her claim that, you know, the Tucson massacre was somehow connected to right-wing, anger and hatred, which everybody who knows anything about it knows it did not. But listen, she's doing her job. You know, she's the one who's going to have to take on Romney while the primary is going on and before the Obama campaign is officially going to square away at him. So I think a lot of people just dust it off as politics as usual. Nothing out of character for Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
You're right. Yeah, it's absolutely. She's the gunslinger when it comes to, pardon the reference, but when it comes to going up against whatever the Republicans have going on, and especially when you're talking about some buzz over a primary or whatever it is. And then there's more stuff on Fast and Furious. Lots of reaction always on America Tonight, Tony, to this. And the oversight chair blasts the AG for refusing to comply with subpoena for the documents on Fast and Furious on the operation. So, you know, this is going to be, I think, more of the going back and forth, because I think Holder is just going to hold his ground, and he's unshakable in this, and he's got backup, you know?
Well, listen, the Democrats on the Oversight Committee today released a highly partisan report exonerating the Attorney General and basically blaming a series of lower and medium level bureaucrats for this mess, mainly from the ATF. And I think for his part, Chairman Issa is holding the standard of what did he know and when did he know it that came out of the Watergate hearings to Attorney General Holder. And the fact is, no matter how you slice it, the Attorney General has not been clear and has been caught in several inconsistencies dating all the way back to information given to the Oversight Committee last February from the Department of Justice that turned out to be false information. So this story is not going anywhere, and I think they would like to see it go away as far as the Obama administration's perspective. But, you know, you have Darrell Issa, who has all the time and all the subpoena power in the world sitting over there at the helm of government oversight. And I think most of us, and you do, I know, Kate, because we've talked about this offline, we all share the view that this is not getting buried anywhere anytime fast.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think they'd like to see it buried, but it's not happening. Absolutely. Tony Saig, terrific talking with you. We'll talk with you again here on America Tonight. Thanks. Appreciate it.
A real pleasure, and greetings from your very good friend, Ellen Ratner, who's in the South Sudan.
Awesome. Tell her we said hello, and thanks.
Take care.
All right, talking about Mitt Romney and how much of the vote he got, of course, 46%. It's over 771, 842 to be exact of the vote, so 771,000 plus. Newt Gingrich, 32%, 531,294,000. Rick Santorum, 222,000, 13% of the vote. And Ron Paul, 116 plus. And that's 7% of the vote. Remember, this is the nomination process, the primary. So Mitt Romney easily clinching the Florida primary, and this rolls on probably for another 6 months. A lot of people predicting, yeah, we're looking at 6 months, most likely. A couple of kind of interesting things happened behind the scenes, including the fact that the Paul campaign called Newt Gingrich for an apology. Check this out. This happened in response to a Yahoo News story that described a little bit of an altercation between Eddie Dillard, who is a Paul supporter, and a Gingrich private security officer. Like I said about the traveling show and what happens behind the scenes is just as interesting. So Paul's campaign called the Gingrich folks to apologize and to fire the employee for that, too, for the fracas, for the fisticuffs that happen. And it's interesting, but it looks poorly, I guess, on everyone all the way around is what they're saying. So this happened Tuesday morning at a voting precinct outside of Orlando where Gingrich was scheduled to meet with voters. Dillard had arrived early to vote, was outside the precinct to hold a Ron Paul 2012 sign. Gingrich came up. He stopped in front of Dillard to greet the voters, and that's when he lifted a sign above his head, and the security detail tried to block him, basically. And then the rest was, you know, history. He wouldn't leave, and so that was that. So I guess good for them for just trying to cut it off and not make it a much bigger thing. But it is a big thing that Mitt Romney won Florida because, I mean, here we go again with everything that we've been talking about, the status quo, the establishment, the so-called establishment guy, what happens. But it still means, I think, that this goes on, that the campaigns roll on, you know, no matter what. This is not the end of the road, because this is just another primary. Now we're going to get into some caucuses mixed in with primaries. And a scary thing in the middle of all of this is that an NBC poll has Romney losing independence. Next, we're going to go to Florida. We're hoping to talk to Carrie Pickett from the Washington Times. We'll ask her about that and a couple of other things as well. Hang with us here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Mitt Romney, clearly the big winner in Florida. Carrie Pickett, terrific reporter from the Washington Times. She's been on the show a couple of times. Carrie, how are you? Thanks for jumping on with us.
Very well, thank you.
So it's been a long day, obviously, for you. What did you see this pretty much opening up, Mitt Romney opening up this lead as the results were trickling in? It looked that way to me pretty early on. I don't think you're surprised by this, are you?
Not at all. In fact, we pretty much knew this for a number of days. Once we saw the Drudge headline a number of hours before we even got to the watch party over in Orlando, it said that the networks were going to project that Romney was going to win by 8 o'clock. At that point, it was just a matter of course Gingrich coming out and making a concession speech.
How long do you think, after watching this and what happened in Florida, how long do you think that this thing goes? Do you predict 6 months? Are you going to be tracking this down for 6 months, primary and caucus after caucus?
Well, I mean, it really depends on how much money at this point that Gingrich is really able to raise. Even though a lot of people like to point to this casino magnate, Adelson, who can, of course, give as much money as he wants to Super PAC. Super PAC can only do so much for him because, of course, that money can only go towards ads. It's not going to cover, of course, overhead. It's not going to cover the bus. It's not going to cover staff salaries. So at this point, he really has to think about donations and how much confidence his supporters over in other states.
Rick Santorum, 13%, Ron Paul, 7% or so. Do you think these guys stick around longer, too?
Well, Ron Paul, he seems to most definitely is going to make it over into Tampa. Ron Paul's mission is to collect as many delegates as possible and make it over into the convention, probably broker with whoever the projected nominee is, and say that he'll release delegates so then he can get as many libertarian points into the RNC platform. As far as Santorum is concerned, he's in a very similar position as Gingrich is, and it has to do with fundraising. He will likely be in it for as many states as possible, probably not too many at this point. But some people say that perhaps he's going to let Romney and Gingrich bloody themselves up, and maybe he can find a little boomlet. But at this point, I don't really see that potential. But we'll see.
Yeah, and talking about that, there has been a lot of conversation about a brokered convention. Boy, that would be wild if that happened. Are you hearing that same thing?
That would be a wonderful story to a cover for any reporter. A broker convention would just be wonderful as far as a story is concerned. At this point, I don't see that necessarily happening. Right now, Romney certainly has the wind at his back. And, of course, with the Nevada caucuses coming up, that is something that he can look forward to. But you know what? You know, Gingrich certainly isn't out of the race just yet, even though he certainly had a bad night tonight. You have a number of states that are certainly in his favor. You know, you have, of course, Minnesota, which is coming up this Super Tuesday, which has some interesting states that could be in his favor. This, of course, is home state of Georgia, and a couple of other states, which could certainly be in his favor. So, you know, don't give up on Gingrich just yet. At this point, he can certainly look for a number of states that he could actually work on. Of course, there are states that Romney can also look forward to, too. So it's still a, you know, at this point, perhaps a marathon right now, not necessarily a sprint.
All right, a marathon. I like that. Rubio came out and said, whoever wins Florida, Marco Rubio, the senator, saying, this is the guy. Do you love that? Yeah, because everybody's talking about him being on the undercard. What was the feeling that you got from Floridians about their crafty senator and what he was doing there?
Well, you know what, according to a poll, actually, they absolutely love Marco Rubio, and in fact they would love to see Marco Rubio as a number two on whichever ticket actually comes out, whether it's Romney or if it's Gingrich or whomever. So at this point, they would love to actually have Marco Rubio somewhere in the administration. However, Marco Rubio is going to remain completely coy with the American people as far as who he is supporting at this point. And also, interestingly, with the polls, Floridians, even though they did choose Gingrich, even though they did choose Romney, if it turns out to be Gingrich who ends up being the nominee, if it turns out to be Santorum or Ron Paul or whomever as the nominee, they will get behind.
Yeah, interesting. And you know, in talking about, as you've said throughout this conversation we're having, you know, that it's a marathon and Gingrich isn't done and we'll see what happens ultimately. As you watch this battle, let's just say taking the two of them because they're like the Rock'em Sock'em robots, do you think there really is a lot of bad blood between them? Or this is campaigning and this is what we do?
Exactly. You know what? I'm getting a little tired of people whining and complaining about negative campaigning and, oh my goodness, this is the very first time we're seeing all this mudslinging and we're just sick and tired of it. Well, guess what, folks? You know, negative campaigning has been around since our founding fathers. Has anyone ever heard of Thomas Jefferson and John Adams? I mean, if anyone has ever bothered to look into history books, particularly one book that's called Scandalmonger, you know, you'd be shocked to actually see some of the awful things that some of our founding fathers who actually had to run against each other were saying about one another. This isn't anything new. This is what human nature is when it comes to political campaigning. And, you know, the only difference is we have mass media now where this information gets out faster and it gets out to more people in a faster medium.
Yeah, that's interesting. I agree with you. That's a great book. I read that book. There's another book. It's a little softer touch, but it's called Founding Brothers. And you're right. If you dig, you'll find that that's been around for a very long time. Kerry Pickett, I know you're swamped and exhausted, and we appreciate it. Are you headed off to Nevada?
Oh, yes, I am. I'll be heading off to Las Vegas tomorrow. I'm going to be heading off to a few campaign stops that Newt's going to be doing, perhaps check out Romney, but I'll be there for a few days and then back to D.C., and then I'll be heading back on to the campaign trail again.
All right. Well, you do a great job. Thanks so much. Check Carrie out, Washington Times. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Sure thing. Take care.
All right. You too. So here we go. Now we move to, as she was saying, Nevada. And after Nevada, we go through the rest of the, you know, the rest of the primary schedule from there. And wow, we're hearing a lot of, it's like the, when someone hangs up on you. Once we get that buzz out, but that's kind of what happens once the campaign is over. Boom. It's like a hang up on you. Anyway, we'll watch as the rest of this plays out through, you know, through the rest of the primary, but I think she's right, and I said it. You know, it's going to be one state at a time, primary caucuses all the way down, and, you know, somebody will ultimately emerge as the Republican nominee, and it might be back in Tampa, because that's even what Ron Paul's people were saying is, hey, we'll catch you in Tampa. But if we look at the full delegate count, because that's the whole thing with, you know, Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul and Rick Santorum and counting and tracking all the delegates, the total number of delegates that are up for grabs in these next couple of states, where they were talking about Nevada, we're talking about 28 total in Nevada, and then going on all the way ultimately back and around, and boy, that's annoying, and catching up with the rest of the delegates and adding up who has the most in the end. That's what counts once you get to the point where you're at the convention. We've said this again. This is why the popular, ultimately when we get into the election cycle where there's one Republican against the incumbent, that's why this whole press for the popular vote is starting to light up phone lines, and more people are talking about it because you got this incumbent president and you've got the Republicans, and ultimately if they keep going down the trail to June and beyond, how much wind does that suck out of their sails? Then ultimately meeting the president and having to save up all their fuel for, you know, the big fight against one guy, the guy who's pretty popular. So we're going to talk more about this and let you hear what Mitt Romney had to say. Thank goodness they hung up the phone. My gosh, was that crazy? All right, stay with us. We'll be back for more here on America Tonight.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
You got the skinny on this. Just a couple of quick notes at the top. Then we're going to let you hear Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America, tonight. It was tough talking over that crowd noise. Beep, beep, beep. You know that happens. That's what my iPhone is like. I'm trying to talk to my mother. She's like, hang up. Hang up. I can't hear. I don't know what you're saying. So what I was trying to say is next, of course, you have the Nevada caucus. And right behind that, you got the Maine caucus, which is February 4th through the 11th. February 7th is interesting because you got two caucuses and a primary, Colorado, Minnesota, and then Missouri, and rounding out February, Arizona and Michigan. These are big ones. They both have primaries on the 28th. Then, of course, you head into to March and Super Tuesday. I got a note from Joe who said, hey, Super Tuesday, what are the states in Super Tuesday? It's Alaska. Now, there's a bunch of them. I'll just rip through them. And you got a couple of caucuses and a lot of primaries, mostly primaries. But Alaska has a caucus, Georgia has a primary, Idaho caucus, Massachusetts a primary, North Dakota a caucus, Ohio primary, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Vermont, Virginia. All of those are primaries. And that's Super Tuesday. But if this is truly a marathon, Super Tuesday is just going to be more counting, more delegates. And this goes all the way through. If it goes all the way through to June, the Utah primary is June 26th. I mean, really, you got to figure you get to May and you got at the end of May, you got Arkansas and Kentucky, two primaries. And then June 5th, you got a bunch of them. You have California, which is big, and Montana and Jersey, New Jersey and New Mexico and South Dakota. But that's how it rolls out. In fact, on the website, I'll put a little primary schedule because I am getting a lot of emails about what's next. People are paying attention to what's happening with the Republicans, and really it's not all just people who are Republicans. That's why it's interesting on the NBC poll where they found that Mitt Romney's not really doing great, according to their polls, with the independents. And the Florida primary, what NBC is trying to say, is exposing some of the Mitt flaws. So is he losing ground with independents? Because the independents is where the fight is. As I was trying to say in the last segment, when it comes down to it, and you've got the incumbent president, and Obama really won on a lot of independents and younger voters, that's going to be key for the Republicans if they think that they can knock off Obama. So Romney has this image, I guess, that's now really coming under attack, and it's starting to hurt him in the polls. In the Washington Post NBC poll, it showed that 49% of the people who responded nationwide had an unfavorable view of Romney. Only 31% had a favorable one. That's not good. And the independents, especially the independents, is where he really lost ground. And maybe it's Bain Capital, all the stuff that's happened there, what he's had to say about immigration, health care. Those are, I think, his weak spots, because the whole Romney Care thing. Romney Care is what President Obama based his affordable health care on, and Obamacare, and that's killing him. The immigration stance is killing him, and the Bain Capital stuff is hurting him as well. But he wasn't hurting in Florida. In fact, he was celebrating. Mitt Romney was celebrating, and Newt Gingrich was taking it a different way. Take a listen.
To the people in this room and to the people all over Florida, thank you tonight for this great victory. A competitive primary does not divide us, it prepares us, and we will win. Ours will be a united party with a winning ticket for America.
All right, I think we have them. I can't.
Our serious and able competitors, and they're still in the race, and I want to congratulate them on another hard-fought contest in this campaign. Primary contests are not easy, and they're not supposed to be. Together, we will build an America where hope is a new job with a paycheck, not a faded word and an old bumper sticker. Mr. President, you were elected to lead. You chose to follow. And now it's time for you to get out of the way.
It is now clear that this will be a two-person race between the conservative leader, Newt Gingrich, and the Massachusetts moderate. The voters of Florida really made that clear. We are going to contest every place, and we are going to win, and we will be in Tampa as the nominee in August. Everybody here has been so positive in every part of the state. We just thank all of you for the hospitality and the kindness. We thank the well over a half million Floridians who voted for us.
All right, so he points to the positive, say he's going to stay, and it took a little slam at Mitt Romney, but Mitt Romney's not worried about it. He's leaving Gingrich back in his rearview mirror, or so it seems, as this show rolls on out of town. I think the curious thing to watch is going to be Rick Santorum, who, remember, when they were on the stage the second time around, because there was two debates in Florida, said, let's focus on the issues, focusing on the issues. And for Santorum, he knew that Florida was not going to be a state. He had no chance of winning it. He was not probably going to come in second. But he doesn't show signs of stopping this thing. So he really decided to forego Florida. He's spending time in other states. He's got stops in Missouri and Minnesota and Colorado. And so he's saying he's not bailing out on a race where delegates are divvied up, rather than the winner takes all. Cause that's it. There's the winner take all states. And then there is the ones where you take a piece of the pie, not the whole pie. And it does make a difference. I mean, we're counting numbers here. And he's right about that. If I were his campaign person, I would say the same thing. If we're hanging in and we're going to stay in this race, then we need to start looking at states where it's down the road, where it's divvied up. It's a better option for us, because Santorum is really focusing on the fact that he's the conservative. He's, you know, look at his record. He's been saying that over and over again, and where he stands on all kinds of things and the hard line that he takes. So Minnesota's going to be interesting. They've got their primary, and that they're going to have 40 delegates up for grabs. Missouri has a primary next week. Its 52 delegates aren't scheduled until caucuses in a month. Nevada had its caucuses this weekend, 28 delegates to allocate there. I mentioned that already, and we've already gone down through that list. But it's the numbers that ultimately you're looking at. And here's the number you need to know, because I've been asked this question a ton of times, too, through, you know, several emails. To seal the deal, I mean, this is what every candidate does. It's what we do when we're electing a president, and we start to count those victories, those numbers, those delegates. Remember, you've got to secure the nomination. You have to have 1,144 delegates. That's what you have to have. Really, 50% plus one. And how long does that take? So Florida is only the fourth one of more than 50 that are along the way. So this really is a long trip. But we've talked about this a ton. Does it bode well for the Republicans to have the drawn-out process, or is it better for them to, boom, have that nominee, which is actually better for the GOP versus Barack Obama? And I guess if, you know, these ratings keep showing up in all these debates and people are talking about it, you know, my philosophy is flipped. I used to think that, okay, if it's divvied up and there's not one person, you keep going past Super Tuesday. It can't be that great because you can't focus on the one guy. You can't focus on the us versus them. That's what you do in politics, the Democrats versus the Republicans. I thought that was a losing battle. But not so much anymore after talking to a couple of different Republican strategists who say, no. Take a look at these debates. More information's coming out, more stuff on the issues, more, sock it to me comments. And every day in the news cycle something happens that's talked about. And it gives the Republicans, as one higher up said to me, every time Barack Obama potentially stumbles, that's a chance when there's another debate or there's another primary, there's something going on for the Republicans to jump on him about how he responded. And I guess I didn't think about it that way. It's like free publicity in a sense, because you're getting all this coverage and it's not just through campaign ads. So yeah, it does make sense. Absolutely. Hey, coming up here on America Tonight, something that really makes sense. Sports Shorts is back with a vengeance. You know, we do one segment each and every week, and naturally this one's focusing on the Super Bowl. Probably plenty of you out there have plans for a party, or you're going to a party. Hopefully you're going to a party. You know, it's fun to throw your own, but then you got to worry about everybody else dropping stuff on the carpet and not leaving, staying forever, because the game goes on forever. And boy, I like to host parties, but not Super Bowl parties. You wouldn't catch me doing that. It's amazing the amount of food people consume in the Super Bowl. Hey, we're going to give you some fun facts and figures. Plus, Sports Shorts has to deal with some of the trivia of Super Bowls, too. So don't miss that. That's coming up around the bend.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze, fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
The Super Bowl is the most hyped, watched, and talked about sporting event in the United States. And the history of the great game is loaded with some interesting facts. We'll get you primed for the weekend next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
When the Patriots take the field in Indy this Sunday, they'll be looking for their fourth win. So will the Giants. New York's three included a huge 17-14 victory over New England in 2008. In fact, that team was the first NFC wildcard team to win a Super Bowl. There are teams that have been making history, unfortunately, by losing again and again. Buffalo, Minnesota, and Denver all lost four. The Broncos did bounce back, winning two Lombardi trophies. The Steelers hoisted that trophy 6 times, the most. The sites for the Super Bowl, as we all know, are different. 26 of them have been played either in Miami, L.A., and New Orleans. Last year, the Super Bowl in Dallas was the most watched of all time. 111 million people saw Green Bay knock off Pittsburgh. There's a good chance that record will go down this year, but who will win their fourth? New England or New York? That's the big question. I'm the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts. So how could the subject of Sports Shorts not be the Super Bowl? As we head for the exits, a couple of quick funny things, and some of you might have seen some of these statistics, because now they're printed all over the place. But they talk about how many chicken wings will be eaten over the weekend, and they're talking about 125 billion chicken wings. How many of you like the wings for the Super Bowl? How about this? 11.2 million pounds of potato chips. That makes sense. How many calories are in 11.2 million pounds of potato chips? I love this one, too. 110.9 million gallons of beer sold for the Super Bowl. Yep. And people have their favorite things that they bring. I mean, dips and chips and that kind of stuff and guacamole, that's huge for Super Bowl parties. And Super Bowl parties are fun to go to. They are. Like I said, I don't think I'd want to host one, but I like to go to them. It's fun. It's fun to watch the Super Bowl with a crowd. It was a good time also for me to remind many of you listening, especially if you've never heard me before. Hello, welcome to the show. We're doing this really cool thing on Friday morning in our third hour. It's called Nail the Score. It's our last NFL game of the season. We take a break from the politics and everything else that we're talking about and mix in some of the fun stuff. And the fun stuff is you don't have to know anything about football. We know it's down to New England and the Giants. You call in and you give me your guess as to who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. Once somebody has taken that numerical guess, of course you can't have it. If somebody says New England 27-21, that means it's off the board. But there's a bazillion scores, and there's a lot of ways to skin a cat, so to speak. You don't even have to pay for this like you do for the lottery. If you win, you get not only bragging rights, but we're giving away a Magellan GPS wireless. It's incredible system, and let me tell you, we'll never get lost again. It's the upgrade. You know, when something comes out and it's good, but then it gets better, especially with all the competition out there for GPSs. This one is so sweet. You get lost, you know everything around the area. That's what I need. I need a landmark thing. I don't want to hear about going west 2 miles and then turn right for a mile and a half. I need to have something that shows me, all right, you see that deli? That's where you make your hard right. Then you go right past the big box store, and right next to that there's a 7-Eleven, and then you squeeze in past those two stores, and that's where you're trying to go. I need landmarks, in other words, not directions of farm to market road, so-and-so 2 miles. And with this new GPS, you get it all. And that's not the only thing you get. A copy of my book and a bunch of other things in the prize pack. It'd be pretty cool to nail the score. And I have a good feeling about this. I think somebody this time around is going to nail the score. All right, I'd be remiss if we didn't jump back to this. Speaking of getting nailed, at the top of the hour, when we were talking about more than just the elections, we were talking about Fast and the Furious, what was going on in D.C., and we were chatting with Tony Sayegh about the House Oversight Committee and what's happening with the memos. Supposedly the memos are gone, and what they're threatening to do is to hold Eric Holder in contempt of Congress if he doesn't comply with subpoenas for documents. He's got until February 9th to do that. Time is not on his side. There was a 4-page letter to Holder that says that the Department of Justice has misrepresented facts and misled Congress, and they have begun the investigation of Operation Fast and Furious, of course, 1 year ago. That's how long this has been going on. Remember, in December, at the end of the year, Holder testified to the House Judiciary Committee. So many committees, huh? So little time, so many committees. That he understands that Congress wants those answers, and the Justice Department employees were working tirelessly to identify, locate, and provide relevant information to the people on the Hill. And this is that was the second part of this, but preserve the integrity of ongoing criminal investigations and prosecutions. Give me a break. It smells like cover-up all over to me. Senator Chuck Grassley said that the documents sent to Congress are not even 10% of those received at the Inspector General's office, which Holder requests that they investigate the case last year. Grassley said Congress has only received 6,000 pages of documents while the Inspector General, check this out, you ready, got 80,000 documents over Fast and Furious, 80,000. So you mean to tell me that there's more than 80,000 documents for this operation that the Attorney General says he didn't know anything about until guns started to show up at crime scenes and a Border Patrol agent was murdered with some guns from the United States? I just find that so hard to believe. It's like that new show on ABC, Once Upon a Time. It's a fairy tale that I just cannot buy. I don't believe it. I don't believe it didn't go that far up the chain, honestly. How could you have an operation that big, look at all the memos, all the paperwork, and yet the man in charge has no idea about any of it? I mean, what is it, the three blind mice? It makes no sense whatsoever. You might want to weigh in on that or other things, and you can do that by sending us an email to americatonight.net. Big story that we're going to be watching tomorrow, and one that's fascinating, whether you hate Facebook or you embrace Facebook. For America Tonight, we have Facebook. You can go to our website, and you can link onto that. I think pretty much anybody who does a radio show or half the business people in the world have one. But they're going to IPO on Wednesday. They're talking about that, and how big will it be? Ooh, they call it a preliminary prospectus for a $5 billion IPO. That's half as large as had been anticipated. I mean, this is something people have been talking about for a couple of years. In Silicon Valley and Wall Street, they're giggling like little girls. Seriously. Or Justin Bieber just appeared at their school for an impromptu visit. That's what it's like. I mean, Facebook is going to file on Wednesday morning, and that $5 billion number is a lot smaller than people were talking about, but still, I think it explodes. And hey, the guy behind it, Zuckerberg, he's just counting. He's probably not even counting the money now. He's just used to it at this point. Mark Zuckerberg, who, of course, was the subject of Social Network, that movie, if you remember, he's been the fascination for a while of so many media people, and there's been so much written about him. And he's given a few interviews. At this point, you know, what stone hasn't been unturned with this kid's life? And however much he actually ends up making, it's just probably water off of his back, because he knew it was going to be a lot of money. And he had the patience to just wait it out. He designed it, creates it, goes through all the lawsuits, and then just waits until this thing IPOs, and it is going to be huge. Whatever it ends up, whatever the valuation ends up being, it's going to be very, very big, and you'll see how that will soar. That stock will ultimately soar big time. Maybe something to take a look at. Not that I'm suggesting any stocks, mind you. There are safer things to invest in.
I'm stupid. You're smart. You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
Matt, shame on you. Shame on you. For playing dumb. Let me tell you.